Test yourself. Units 5 to 8. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
Work late? I suppose so, if you think it's really necessary.
Question. Where do you think this conversation most probably took place? You will read, A. At the office. B. In a waiting room. C. At the airport. D. In a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center. 1. I'd like to buy a kitchen table for my new home. I wonder if you have one that is 3 foot by 5 foot.
Yes, sir. We have a great variety of kitchen tables. I am sure you can find one you like.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. This noise is really driving me crazy. How long do we have to put up with this?
Come on, Beatrice. Why can't you learn to be a little more tolerant? When we decided to buy this house, you knew it was not in a quiet neighborhood.
Question. What is the most probable relationship between the man and the woman? 3. Timmy, I know you were born and brought up in America. How come you have such a strong British accent?
My family lived for some years in London, where my father worked as a representative of a large American business, and I went to public school there.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation about Jimmy? 4. Mr. Newman, could you tell us why cleaning up the water has taken so long and cost so much?
Well, it is never easy to clean up a river, but if you compare our achievement with the work of environmental protection agencies in other parts of the country, you will see that the time and money we spent have not been wasted.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation about Mr. Newman? 5. Leonard, can I use your library card to borrow a book? I forgot to bring mine, and the book I want is now available.
I would be glad to be of help, but I'm afraid that mine wouldn't be of any use to you anyway. They allow only 10 books for one card, and my card is already full.
Question. What does the man mean?
6. Oh, Joanne, it's you. How come you are so early today? You never show up for work before 10 o'clock.
I didn't have to take the bus today. My husband drove me here on his way to the railway station.
Question. Why did the woman arrive at work early today? 7. Jenny, you have been with us for almost a year. How do you like it here?
I am okay now, though I had a difficult time adjusting to the life here at first. Still, I feel the sky is bluer and the air cleaner in my hometown.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation about Jenny?
8. Professor Kelvin, What do you think is the most important ability a successful online student must have?
The ability to communicate through writing. This is because in the virtual classroom, nearly all communication is written. The students must feel comfortable in expressing themselves in writing.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation about online students? 9. Daddy, how many kilometers is a mile?
Kathy, this is the third time you've asked me this question. If you are too forgetful to remember the exact answer, you can find it in the dictionary on your desk. Don't bother me with such questions again and again.
Question. What does the man tell his daughter to do?
10. What a shame, Nancy. You have been in town for a week, and you didn't even think of calling me until you were ready to leave.
I am sorry, Bob. My schedule is just too tight. Next time I come, we must find time together and have a good chat.
Question. What does Nancy mean? Section B. Compound dictation. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S7 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from S8 to S10, you are required to fill in the missing information by either using the exact words you have just heard or writing down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. First reading. Because I am interested in what happens to the English language, over the past year or so, I've been asking people at dinner parties and professional gatherings and so on whether they think that English is well on its way to being the global language. Typically, they look puzzled about why I would even bother to ask such an obvious question. They say firmly, "Of course." Then they start talking about the Internet. English has inarguably achieved some sort of global status. Whenever we turn on the news to find out what's happening in East Asia or Africa or South America or practically any place, local people are being interviewed in English and they are telling us about it in English. When Pope John Paul II arrived in the Middle East to speak to Christians, Muslims, and Jews, he spoke not Latin, not Arabic, not Hebrew, not his native Polish. He spoke in English. English is the working language of many world organizations. It is the working language of 98% of German research physicists and 83% of German research chemists. It is the official language of the European Central Bank, even though the bank is in Frankfurt, and neither Britain nor any other English-speaking country is a member of the European Monetary Union. It is the language in which black parents in South Africa wish their children to be educated. Second reading. Because I am interested in what happens to the English language, over the past year or so, I've been asking people at dinner parties and professional gatherings and so on whether they think that English is well on its way to being the global language. Typically, they look puzzled about why I would even bother to ask such an obvious question. They say firmly, "Of course." Then they start talking about the Internet. English has inarguably achieved some sort of global status. Whenever we turn on the news to find out what's happening in East Asia or Africa or South America or practically any place, local people are being interviewed in English and they are telling us about it in English. When Pope John Paul II arrived in the Middle East to speak to Christians, Muslims, and Jews, he spoke not Latin, not Arabic, not Hebrew, not his native Polish. He spoke in English. English is the working language of many world organizations. It is the working language of 98% of German research physicists and 83% of German research chemists. It is the official language of the European Central Bank, even though the bank is in Frankfurt, and neither Britain nor any other English-speaking country is a member of the European Monetary Union. It is the language in which black parents in South Africa wish their children to be educated. Final reading. Because I am interested in what happens to the English language, over the past year or so, I've been asking people at dinner parties and professional gatherings and so on whether they think that English is well on its way to being the global language. Typically, they look puzzled about why I would even bother to ask such an obvious question. They say firmly, "Of course." Then they start talking about the Internet. English has inarguably achieved some sort of global status. Whenever we turn on the news to find out what's happening in East Asia or Africa or South America or practically any place, local people are being interviewed in English and they are telling us about it in English. When Pope John Paul II arrived in the Middle East to speak to Christians, Muslims, and Jews, he spoke not Latin, not Arabic, not Hebrew, not his native Polish. He spoke in English. English is the working language of many world organizations. It is the working language of 98% of German research physicists and 83% of German research chemists. It is the official language of the European Central Bank, even though the bank is in Frankfurt, and neither Britain nor any other English-speaking country is a member of the European Monetary Union. It is the language in which black parents in South Africa wish their children to be educated.